Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
So glad you could join us for this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Randy Sweet, my colleague at MRM. Randy is kind of our resident expert on the handcart expeditions that took place in the 1850s, and we are looking at probably one of the more tragic of those events, and that is the Willie Martin handcart companies and what they faced by leaving Iowa City too late in the season. We're wanting to give you a little bit of a background to kind of understand, because I know many of us, Randy, as non-Mormons, this isn't really a part of our history, but it is very much a part of Mormon history. If you go to the History Museum that's west of Temple Square, you will see an actual handcart there on display. They also talk about the handcarts on the This Is the Place monument, if you go up there, and you will see it there. But you went and visited Martin Cove, which plays a significant role in the Willie and Martin Handcart Company tragedy, where you can actually take these handcarts out to kind of see for yourself what it was kind of like for those that happened to pull these things. And of course, it's as we were discussing yesterday, it's not the same because you don't have all the weight on there. Plus, these are handcarts that are built much better than the handcarts of the 1850s. The Willie and Martin handcart companies come across from Europe. Okay, the group of immigrants, I should say, come across from Europe. And now they are going to start out from Iowa City. And they are leaving really too late in the season. One of them leaves around July 15th. The second one, the Martin handcart company, leaves around July 28th. They should be in Wyoming by this time, and now they are just starting out. Common sense would say, wait. Wait another year. Wait for the next season. But they don't. And what we were trying to get to yesterday, and we got kind of distracted, is there was what was known as this divine plan, which compelled the people to move on. And it goes back to this doctrine in Mormonism about listening to your leaders, trusting your leaders. These are spokesmen for God. And to doubt what your leaders are telling you is actually, I think it was Bruce McConkie that used the phrase that when you doubt your leaders, you're on the road to apostasy. He said something like that. What about that? You're looking at a book called Devil's Gate. Devil's Gate was written by whom?
The author's name is David Roberts, and the book was written fairly recently here in 2008.
And so what does he talk about? He has a whole section on this divine plan. What does he say?
Well, one of the things we've talked about in a previous show is when they were in Florence, Nebraska, Levi Savage is actually, who is one of the sub-captains in the Willie Company, is actually rebuked by a leader who is an apostle, Franklin D. Richards. And just prior to that rebuking, Richards is trying to basically give everybody a pep talk, and he basically says that God is with them. I'll read it here, Bill. I think that would be easier for our listening audience. It says, President Richards then addressed the saints, expressing his satisfaction at their having journeyed thus far, and more especially with handcarts, God being their helper, and that if a Red Sea would interpose, they should, by their union of heart and hand, walk through it like Israel of old, dry shod. On the same conditions, he promised that though they might have some trials to endure as a proof to God that their brethren, that they had had the true grit to give the Lamanites heater nor cold nor any other thing, should have the power to seriously harm them in the camp. And this is an interesting phrase here, but that we should arrive in the valleys of the mountains, which is talking about Utah, Salt Right. Lake, with strong and healthy bodies. And this should be the case, and with the aged and the sick and the infirm. And then it goes on to say that Richard repeated the by now widely expressed, accepted assertion that the handcart plan was of divine origin. He said that it was a scheme at which many had already scoffed and which had there was deriding. It was nevertheless the Lord's plan, a plan that would first puzzle and astonish the nations and then strike terror into their hearts.
Now, a critic could say, well, the divine plan was the handcart company plan overall, because there were some successful handcart companies that had already arrived in Salt Lake City. Yeah, so it proved that it actually could work.
Yeah, and they had actually gotten off in the spring. They had gotten a better start, and there was actually three of them that got to the Utah Valley prior to the Willie and Martin handcart companies.
Correct me if I'm wrong now. We have Levi Savage is in the Willie handcart company.
Yes, that's
He's
correct.
The one that... That's the one that leaves July 15th. So it's actually leaving earlier than the Martin company, 2 weeks later.
Yes.
He expresses his doubts, and he is rebuked by the captain of the Willie handcart. Okay. Okay. Yeah, so he's rebuked James.
Yeah, James Willie.
Okay. And he's also rebuked by Franklin Richards.
Richards.
So the rest of the people, put yourself in this perspective, folks. The rest of the people are watching this exchange. They know about this exchange, okay, if they didn't see it personally. They know that here is a guy who's expressing some doubts, and he's rebuked by an apostle in the Mormon church. Now, you're a member of the Mormon church. What are you going to do with that? Obviously, you're going to go with the leadership. And basically, that's what Levi Savage did ultimately. Now, why is that? Because Mormonism has this idea in there that you need to follow the leadership. And there was a statement that was in the 1945 improvement era. So this is nothing new, or this is nothing old, I should say. It still goes on today, that if you're a faithful Latter-day Saint, you need to follow the instruction of your leadership. What do you have in front of you?
I actually have the
1945 improvement era.
Yeah, Bill.
As a picture of Heber J. Grant on the cover. Yeah, what does it say?
I actually have a copy, a real copy of it. It's a June edition of the improvement era. At the bottom of page 354, the thing is entitled, a little subtitle, Sustaining the General Authorities of the Church, which is supporting your leadership. Mm-hmm. But the very last paragraph says, when our leaders speak, the thinking has been done. When they propose a plan, it is God's plan. When they point the way, there is no other which is safe. When they give direction, it should mark the end of the controversy. God works in no other way. To think otherwise without immediate repentance may cost one his faith, may destroy his testimony, and leave him a stranger to the kingdom of God.
Now, if you're a Christian and you're talking to a Latter-day Saint friend about some of the problems that you might have with the LDS faith, doctrine, and such, you might understand a little bit better now why so many Latter-day Saints are reluctant to doubt. They're told not to. If you do, what are you showing? A lack of faith in what God has provided you in the leadership of these men. I don't think a lot of Christians understand that. I mean, with us, it's the Word of God. What does the Bible have to say on these issues? If we find someone who professes to be a Christian who's saying things that conflict with what God has already revealed in the Bible, it's natural for us to automatically reject the words of that individual, and we go back to what the revealed Word of God, the Bible, has to say in these issues. The Mormons don't operate that way.
One of the things that's very interesting, I find, Bill, in biblical Christianity, you know, I've had pastors, and I'm sure you have had, Bill, in the past, that will challenge you and challenge myself. If they've said something that's out of line, et cetera, they welcome the questioning. They welcome somebody calling them on it and going to God's Word and showing them, you said something, I'm struggling with this. Can you tell me why you said this, et cetera. So there's a big difference. Questioning is actually welcome because it's mm-hmm. good for the body. It's,
absolutely.
It's good for us as believers.
And that's one thing that I find that is very telling about within our Christian circles, because I've noticed whenever I've been able to fill in for my pastor and speak to our congregation, I'm very upfront that I have my shortcomings. You don't often hear that from Mormon leaders. In fact, I never hear it in general conference and such. So there's this stigma on the members of the church. You better not doubt. You just better not doubt what your leadership is telling you. So this plays a role in why these hundreds of faithful Latter-day Saints would continue on a journey which from the very beginning looks like it's going to be doomed to a certain respect.
Yeah, if we can continue on here, Bill, with just after Franklin D. Richards rebukes Levi Savage and he's given the pep talk to these guys, this crack team of missionaries he had just come across, they had just actually journeyed into their camp. Franklin D. Richards, Joseph Young, George Grant. George Grant would actually play a big part in the rescue of these guys. But just before they leave to go back to Salt Lake, and they were traveling by much quicker means, carriages, wagons. They had all the provisions. They had right. what they needed. Basically goes on, it says, Roberts says in here on page, the bottom of page 163, before riding onward in the advance of the handcart company, Richard promised the Saints that they would be resupplied with provisions, bedding, etc. at Fort Laramie, which is like modern-day Casper, Wyoming today, which is about 200 miles from where they were at. And also before departing, the missionaries enacting a tableau of such arrogance that John Cheslett was one of the sub-captains, just like Levi Savage was, would remember it bitterly for the rest of his life. And I think this is the good part about getting a book that's from a non-biased source, because he just tells it like it is. And this is what John Cheslett says. He said, these brethren told Captain Willie that they wanted some fresh meat, and he had our fattest calf killed for them. I am ashamed for humanity's sake to say they took it. While we, 400 in number, traveled so slowly and so far from home, with our mixed company of men, women, children, aged, sick, and infirm people, had no provisions to spare, had not enough for ourselves. In fact, these elders in Israel, these servants of God, took from us what we ourselves so greatly needed, and went on in style with their splendid outfit after preaching to us faith, patience, prayerfulness, and obedience to the priesthood. When I read that, Bill, it was like,
So here's this group of hundreds of people who have very little to begin with, and Franklin Richards comes out and joins them with this small contingent of men with him, and they demand that they kill one of their own animals to feed them.
Yes.
Before they go back to Salt Lake City. Wow.
Just amazing.
Just amazing.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. When trying to understand the doctrines of our Latter-day Saint friends, family members, and co-workers, it can be very difficult to know what to believe. In his resource titled, In Their Own Words, A Collection of Mormon Quotations, Mormonism Research Ministry's Bill McKeever compiles some of the very best Mormon quotations that will help you better understand what LDS leaders and scholars have said on such issues as atonement, exaltation, and pre-existence. Written in an encyclopedic format, In Their Own Words provides quotes on literally dozens of issues, alphabetically listed for quick reference that can be found in a matter of seconds. No more wondering what Mormonism's leaders have said on any topic, and this resource is available in both book format as well as on CD disc. Just load the PDF file onto your computer and you're ready to do valuable research. These are the very best quotes that Mormonism Research Ministry uses on a regular basis. In Their Own Words is available now at mrm.org. Again, mrm.org. Get it today.